Jordan Peterson is a clinical psychologist and professor at the University of Toronto and the author of the best-selling book 12 Rules for Life, An Antidote to Chaos. WUSF's Robin Sussingham caught up with Peterson by phone from Miami during his book tour. He said the book is not necessarily a map for finding happiness.
The meaning of life is to be found in something like the adoption of mature and far-seeing responsibility. And sometimes that means sacrificing happiness, too, as everyone who's ever had children knows.
We in Florida have been grappling with these heartbreaking events, these mass shootings, and people have been searching for answers as to why this seems to keep happening.
It's a good question, and I think it's one that's directly tied into the issue of meaning. People whose lives aren't properly grounded and who don't have something to rely on can easily become desperate and angry and then seek revenge and brood on that forever. I think it's a manifestation of a kind of corrupt hopelessness. But in 12 Rules for Life, there's a chapter which is set your house in perfect order before you criticize the world. And it's in part a meditation on motivation for the sorts of things that you're describing. And I wrote the book in part to help people who are in dire straits existentially figure out ways of improving their life and moving away from a pathway to destructiveness.
Something you talk about a lot is the importance of status, that there'll always be a hierarchy as long as some people are better at something than other people, whether it's sports or academics. Do you think your book is a guide to helping people navigate that hierarchy a little more successfully?
I think that's precisely what it is. It's twofold. It's a guide to navigating the difficulties that life itself presents independently of hierarchy, the fact that suffering is more or less built into the structure of reality, and then also a guide to being successful in the multitude of hierarchical structures that make up our society. And the best way to be successful isn't to exercise power or control. The best way to be successful is to be a good team player, to be reciprocal in your interactions, to be honest and forthright and responsible.
You've kind of become a standard bearer for academic freedom and free speech. Yeah, was that something you intended? How did that happen?
Well, I wouldn't say I precisely intended it. What happened in Canada was that our government passed some legislation that purported to be compassionate in its fundamental aim, but was really, in my estimation, was a piece of legislation that posed a very real threat to free speech and also to scientific integrity. And so I made some videos making my point, and they really blew up, both in Canada and internationally, and was one of the events, I would say, that sort of kicked off this rise to either popularity or notoriety, depending on how you look at it, over the last few years.
Yeah, this was the rule mandating the use of gender-neutral pronouns.
At the federal level, there was new legislation being passed that would compel the use of those pronouns, as well as would build a what's known as a social constructionist view of gender identity into the law. That view holds that there are no biological differences between men and women, and that all the differences are a consequence of socialization, and that's patently untrue. And so basically the legislation built a false scientific theory into the structure of Canadian law, and that was one of the reasons I opposed it.
Getting back to the hierarchies for a second, that's also where you give your definition of the left and the right.
One of the things I try to do is to make a case for the necessity of both sides of the political conversation. So the right-wing types, the more conservative types, tend to be pro-hierarchy, right? That accounts for their patriotism and that sort of thing. And then the left is always concerned with the fact that hierarchical structures do tend to dispossess and to stack people at the bottom, and that they can become corrupt over time. And that's why we have to have continual dialogue.
Peterson will be speaking at the Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg on Saturday evening.